call the meeting order with them, please. Pledge allegiance
to the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we gather this evening, let's be mindful of our civic responsibilities, that in which to make now is a better place to live and work. In the name we pray, amen. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Lassick? Mr. McNaughton?
Hold on. Ryan, go ahead.
Ryan's here.
Mr. Profato? Mr. Cantola?
There.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith? Mr. Salino?
Yes.
Mr. Marino?
Here. Philip, just bring the phone up here to Nikki.
Right. Barry, I'm going to move the phone closer. You should be able to hear everything now. You should be able to hear everyone now.
Barry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we're good now. Philip brought his phone up here by me. So the next order of business is reports and communications. On your agenda, you have a consent agenda to accept the items listed. Is there a motion to accept those by consent? Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic to accept the consent agenda items. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a report communication letter from Mr. Swager that was asked to be read.
I am writing this message to all members of council and to the clerk of council to complain about Solberger Stone Industries, the engraver who has exclusive rights to perform work at the cemetery. I include the clerk of council because I am requesting this message be considered correspondence to council to be read at the next city council meeting. My wife, Kelly Swager, died on December 28, 2019. Her remains were placed in a columbarium niche on January 10th, 2020. As I write this correspondence, it has now been 130 days since her urn was placed in the niche. In that 127 days, the engraver, who is the only engraver permitted to perform work at the cemetery, has not engraved my wife's name on the niche. I paid for the engraving in my funeral bill, so there is no explanation why it would take over 4 months to engrave a niche. The funeral director who handled the funeral has attempted to get the engraving done. I called myself and asked about the status. He assured me it would be done in 4 to 5 days. Now, 9 days later, it is still not done. This is angering to me. Since my wife died, we have celebrated my daughter's 18th birthday, what would have been my wife's 48th birthday, my other daughter's 21st birthday, my 51st birthday, Easter, and what would have been Mother's Day. Tomorrow you can add my daughter's graduation from high school to that list. It would have been nice to have seen my wife's name on the niche for some or all of those special events. Instead, I have to stare at a blank plate with no indication that a woman who was loved as a wife, parent, friend, and co-worker rests in that niche. Family and friends have not been able to visit the columbarium because they do not know which niche contains her remains. It is unacceptable what families must go through after the loss of a loved one just to get some peace and closure. Every time I visit the cemetery, I get more angry over this unreasonable and inexcusable delay. There is no justification for making families have to go through so many delays at a time they are trying to heal. The city of Niles needs to address this issue because families should not have to go through this failed process. Terry A. Swager.
Motion to accept and place on files in order. Moved by Profato, seconded by Cantola. Accept and place on file. Questions or comments?
Is this
taken
care of?
Yeah, my question is that this been engraved, it's been 2 months. Has it now been done? Does anyone know?
That was done. At
think it was actually completed before that letter was submitted.
The letter was submitted May 18th.
And all of the engraving for the niche plates are handled one-on-one by the customer and the engraving company. If your homes are involved in that, and they're, from what I'm told, after talking to some of the funeral directors, our cemetery superintendent, there is one, this is a very skilled trade, and there has been, in the past, one person doing that work. There is also another person that we reached out to in the area that, you know, knows what they're doing and is skilled and is experienced. We can't let people who don't know what they're doing work on these.
Where's this company located at?
I don't know.
I think they're in Cortland.
Well, the reason I guess I asked
for one of the two, I believe, is in Cortland.
When my parents died, couldn't come. I had a certain thing that I wore on my headstone, so I bought the gentleman more going on the back way. This is what he does. He's got a building in the back, and he grows. He came down into the straw, left it all up, he made a plate. I went and looked at it before it was put on, and he did a fantastic job.
I think Saltburger might be a more. I think the other one, the new one's a
more. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. That's why I was curious. He does
all this. And he does all the ones for, I believe, most of the monument companies around. The one that we previously.
I have to look it up, but I know
we did. But the city doesn't have any involvement in the niche engraving. That's between the customer and the company.
All in favor, signify by aye. Accept the place on file.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
I got, I believe that Saltburger or whatever is from Cortland, and Mr. Jim DeCristofaro had a little bit of knowledge about that, and he gave me some documents I'd like to have read and then submitted to for the record if we could.
Is there so Doug made a motion to have documents that have been submitted read into the record and placed on file. Is there a second?
I'll second if it pertains to this issue.
Doug, it's done, Barry. They got it engraved.
Okay.
So it was moved by Salito, seconded by Cantola, to read and accept and place on file the letter from Mr. Jim DeCristofaro. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Nikki, go ahead and read the letter.
Cemetery lettering is a skilled trade and a dying art. There are only two individuals I know of that specialize and exclusively install final resting dates and additional lettering on existing memorials in our area cemeteries. These two gentlemen, one named Brent Solberger, are contracted out to complete this work for many area retail monument dealers, funeral homes, cemeteries, and clientele that contact these gentlemen on an individual basis. There is one monument dealer in Lisbon that does his own work. However, he only does it twice a year, May and October. There is also a dealer in Austintown, but he generally does cemetery lettering on the monuments he sold. If the city of Niles has intentions on finding someone else to do the work on city-owned columbarium, they will be sorry with this move. The other gentleman that is available to do this work is twice to three times the wait time and more expensive than Brent Saltburger. I know I used him for a short time. Many customers complain. Just a little education on the dynamics of cemetery lettering. 1. Cemetery lettering is not recommended to be completed on a cold and damp memorial. This rules out the months of December, January, February, and March, and some years the later part of November. 2. Certain granites are more susceptible to damage and letter blowout if cut in the cold. The Dakota granite used in the construction of the Niles Columbarium is one of the worst to cut during the winter. 3. If there is a dire need to cut a faceplate on the current columbarium during the winter months, then it is necessary to refrain from entombing the urn until the lettering is complete, or use a blank plate to cover the opening and take the existing plate into the shop where it is worn. I understand that the engraver in the complaint asked the Niles Cemetery Superintendent if there were any blanks so he could engrave this one in his shop in January or February. He even asked if the urn can be placed in another niche while he cut the faceplate in question in his shop. He was told it cannot be done. He was also told that no blank faceplates were provided by the Roan Monument Company. It is my experience that blank plates are always provided in case of breakage, mistakes in lettering, or future color matching. If there are blank plates available, why was he told they were not available? 4. Using the same engraver is a must. It ensures the same font and letter size, and just overall symmetry and aesthetics. 5. The COVID pandemic closed all non-essential businesses as of March 15, 2020. The monument dealers and manufacturers fell into this category, which includes engravers. We were permitted to reopen May 13, 2020. Let's take a serious look at this. If you have a loved one pass away between December and March, and the COVID shut things down between March 15th and May 13th, this means your lettering order does not get scheduled until after May 13th, 2020. All of my cemetery lettering orders from last November until May of this year were not completed until late May. I had no complaints. There are more issues I see in the way the city handles the lettering of these columbariums. We would be here another hour for me to explain. Remember, I was on the cemetery board for 38 years and was an instrumental in having the first columbarium passed, accepted, and installed in the Niles City Cemetery. The gentleman contracted by the city back then is the same gentleman engraving today. I resigned from the board in December of 2018. I have never entertained or heard any complaints during that time. When you place a columbarium faceplate lettering order with Brett Solberger, you are charged a total of $125 to complete the job. That is, in most cases, half the price you will find anywhere, the least expensive in the industry. Jim DeCristofaro.
Thank you. The next order of business, members of the audience, would anyone like to address City Council this evening? Go ahead, George, name and address for the record.
Geo Morningside.
Your address, George. What's the address? On Morningside.
Oh, your Morningside?
You said, but do you have any of your address?
52.
Thanks. Go ahead.
First off, about the issue on Longview. I was over there and looked at this, and I'm trying to figure out what qualifications the mayor has to sit there and say it's not the city's fault. I understand about the private property and everything. And I even told Doug, the guy to go to ask is Jimmy DePasqua. He'll tell you everything about it. If the city put that in there, how can it not be the city's responsibility if it was put in wrong? You ever see the flow pipe they got in there? It's about this block, this big. It can't handle no water. What, 8 inches maybe? It should be, what, 12 to 14 to handle all that water coming through because you guys put the septic down there. As for the little landscape area, they got to put dirt in it. I actually measured it too. It's about not even 6 inches thick. So nobody filled that whole area up. It's not filled up. I was there. The homeowner is going to come to the next council meeting because he is pretty upset about what the mayor said about Jimmy coming out and calling him corrupt. He said he couldn't believe that. The engineer, I didn't know we had an engineer department. I didn't know Kevin was an engineer. I didn't know he had the qualifications to go over there and make the same, whatever you want to call it, just to say it's on city property. I mean, it's negligence of the city. They put it in, they installed it wrong. It should be their responsibility. Also, park director. That's a different one, park director. We hired a park director when the parks were closed. They were open, but there was no use of what's going on. We hired a park director with benefits close to $70,000, and we put a cop, an officer, on hold after he gave his resignation to his other job because he was getting hired through Niles. Got put on hold over a park director. For him to sit at home and say, cut grass on Monday, cut grass on Tuesday, how's it going on Wednesday, cut on Thursday and Friday. Thanks, guys. We'll do this again next week. You hired a park director over hiring a police officer with the virus, as he mentioned over and over how crucial this virus is, that, you know, it's dangerous. Why are we hiring a park director? You tell me we don't got guys there that can go out and say, hey, we got to cut the parks. That's another waste of the taxpayers' money. Another thing, $700,000 he wants to spend. He wants to get four people, Autobella Real Estate, Denny and Rich, to develop land that's not going to work. $700,000. When you go down Mahoning Avenue off Robbins Avenue and now you can't even see the sidewalks because the trees and leaves and grass are grown over it. It's so nasty, you can't even walk. People got to walk down the street. Spend the money and go fix that area. It's nasty. It's disgusting. Everyone sees it. Also, if you're going to give them $700,000, 2 days ago on Monday, well, Friday actually, I closed on property. And when you give the $700,000 to them, I'm going to put my request in to develop this property that I just bought. Just closed it on Friday. So, let's not forget about that. Also, the housing department and the building department. Those two departments, whoever runs them, are 90% at fault the way this city is. They do not do their jobs. I don't care what anyone says. They only go after people that upset them. That's fact, and I'm not the only one that says this. Actually, the whole town says this. When you go in and get a permit, and you issue me a permit to do a job, you're telling me, here's the permit, I'm going to okay your job. And then 8 months later, you're going to go out after them and tell them they got to take a fence down because it's 5 inches over. Why don't you go out and look first before giving them the permit and say, listen, this has got to be here, not there. Give them the permit, now you're going to go take it down. In their backyard, there's a roof caving in on a house that they won't even address because he's a family member of the housing department, and I know for a fact it's nasty.
George, you have 30 seconds.
5 minutes already?
Pretty much.
Tony went after Jim the Christopher Farrell about the signs. What about the signs on the pizza shop? Collective pizza shop hanging off and falling. What about all the signs at Select Sports where these metal signs are all falling down and they're rusted? Look, Jeff and Tony need to go. Period.
They're at fault. George, your time.
Okay, I need to ask for an additional 3 more minutes, and this is not even city related, but it's very important I get this out.
It's not up to me.
Council, you got to vote. It's sure. Important.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola for 3 more minutes. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Let the record reflect there was one no. You have 3 minutes.
Okay, this has nothing to do with anything in the city pretty much, but it's got to be said because it's directed towards the council member. On my website, I've tried to make it no kids are involved in ever on my website. Just, if your kids don't have nothing to do with the city, keep your kids, keep them off. A few weeks ago, I got involved, I just got caught up in a personal stump with something, and I let somebody post a picture of somebody's son, which I'm not proud of, but yeah, I want to apologize to you, Sherry. You know, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry what happened to your son. I didn't expect that to happen the way it did. And I'm telling you because I said it on my website, and I apologized on my website, but I'm standing here so everybody can see it. It's not the place for it. I didn't know what was going to happen, and it will never be done again. But I do want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I'm truly sorry to you and your family what happened. And I want to say that in front of council because I say a lot on my website, man. I say it, you know, it is what it is. And I got caught up in a personal vendetta, whatever you want to call it. And it's only twice in 7 years that happened. And it'll never happen again. But I do want to apologize and I am sorry for your loss. And that's all I have to say.
Anyone else wish to address council? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Committee reports.
Mm-hmm.
There being no committee reports, would the clerk please present this afternoon's legislation?
Draft number 69-20 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance authorizing reimbursement of up to $10,000 to the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles for expenses related to a proposed donation of the Niles Bank building and declaring an emergency.
I'll make a motion for third reading, final reading.
Second. Moved by Profato, seconded by Salito for a third reading. Questions or comments?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I guess supposing this building's been sold, and that's one of my first part of the questions, but the second one is, if it's been sold, why are we giving money? And if it's caught, somebody asked me, I had no answer. If it's made up of people in Howland and Warren, why is it just Niles donating this money? And if the building's been sold, we don't have to donate.
It's not the COG, it's the CIC that is. Philip, did you want to, I don't know about the sale.
It's my understanding that the property has been sold, so it's likely that the donation will not take place. I don't know if it's actually closed, but I think they've entered an agreement in principle. That's all the information I have.
Barry, the conversation right now. Barry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
All right, the conversation right now, Council Member Marquez asked if the property was sold. The law director responded that if it's sold and there's a purchase agreement in place, Philip, help me out here, what else did you say?
That's what I believe is, it's been sold in principle. I'm not sure if the closing has actually taken place.
So if it's been sold and there's a closing, the donation will not take place if the ordinance passes.
Okay, here, funny comment I'm gonna make is we've been dealing with this for a year. We have brought the CIC back so we could utilize it where it would be effective, where we could, because of a city, we have initiatives that we could offer. I'm not going to waste my time on this. This is why we don't get economic development done. That's why everybody around us does.
No.
We're required to bring this up to the city of Niles, to bring this in, to start escalating business. And there were people that are interested. It took us that for that to take that long a time frame. You don't understand something that development in this world. People got to start working on it now. So I'm kind of a little discouraged about it. So
no, Barry, they're going to. The intent is to vote on this for move it for adoption. The question was, what happens if it does sell? The money would not be spent. If the sale falls through, then of course the CIC can move forward. It was just a question. They're not.
Probably address it, but it would just, that $10,000 would just go with the CIC. That's the whole idea of an incentive. That was part of permanent experience package with that.
I'm not familiar. I'd have to check the ordinance again to see about the 10, but nonetheless, so for the purpose of clarity, the vote right now is a third reading on the $10,000 to the CIC for expenses related to the donation of the Niles Bank building. There's been a motion.
Go for the third reading, and it'll still late. Like I said, it's going to be difficult. We'll still work on economic development, but that was a good start had we been able to do it. And that's still don't know what's going on. I've marked to Jason already. I've been trying to contact him.
Where's the third reading?
There's a lot of things going on. Okay, like I said, I made my point and just go for a vote on it.
So
before you get past that, like I said, I had a question. A statement, I guess. I think that we need to look long and hard. We're treating everything that comes through as suspending the rules and declaring an emergency. And if you check other councils, that's unheard of. Not every single issue we should be suspending the rules and declaring an emergency. I'm not saying that can't happen, but that needs to be the exception, not the rule of suspending everything. I mean, I understand we're all in a hurry to get everything through, but I honestly believe we need to look long and hard before we keep suspending the rules. I mean, they're there for a reason. That's why we call the rules.
This one is for a third reading.
I'm not talking about this specific.
Future ones.
Okay. This one here is going. I'm guessing on here almost everything says suspend the rules.
Jumping ahead for a moment, you folks will determine the pace at which those first readings move forward. So, to your point, it will be up to you guys as to whether you suspend it or not. Sherry?
Part of the COVID emergency action plan, we decided to postpone the $25,000 to the CIC. So we have not given them that yet. Is that correct?
We had requested $50,000 line item for the CIC through the budget hearings. Council, we explained that during the budget. Council would approve $50,000. Nothing was appropriated. Through the budget adjustments, we took $25,000 out of that.
Okay.
So we didn't plan on spending $25,000. So there still is $25,000. Actually, the whole $50,000 is available, but myself, the auditor, are going to only, if we do anything, ask for $25,000 at the most because of the COVID situation.
And this is in addition to that.
What's that?
The 10 is in addition to that?
No, the 10 is part of the 25.
Part of the 25, okay.
Correct.
And we condition any spending on CIC, even though it's budgeted, on prior council approval.
Okay.
So even though it's budgeted, it's there, it's already appropriated, before we would spend anything on CIC, we would come back to council approval. This particular one is only for the first time.
There is a question on the motion. Call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Abstain.
Ms. Marquez? Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 1 abstain.
Motion to adopt is in order.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Profato, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Abstain.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 1 abstain.
Draft 69-20 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 76-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution waiving the sign permit fee for 3 days for a citywide residential garage or yard sale and declaring an emergency.
Can I comment on it first?
Yeah, go ahead.
See, here's a situation that it probably should have came sooner because we have no choice but to suspend the rules and we're going to make the August 7th, 8th deadline. This has a date on here specifically. We went through all the readings, we wouldn't have a chance to get it there before the deadline. So I support it. I'm the one sponsoring it about waiving the fee for the citizens to have the garage sales. I think it's a good thing for the city. A lot of people get rid of it and we waive the fee. But in the future, we got to probably bring this to the council a little, because I don't want to look hypocritical saying we shouldn't be suspending things, and now we turn around and support suspending it. But the time frame, we have to suspend it, or it's not going to happen. We don't have 3 meetings before, so I just wanted to say why.
Yeah, I'll comment in regards to what Doug just alluded to. There's mitigating circumstances here. That's why wouldn't be necessary to go suspension of rule. An issue would because of a time frame. We're looking at August 7th, 8th, and 9th. So as a rule, that would not maybe apply, but it does this way because we're open to comment.
So Doug, okay. Were you moving to suspend?
Yes. Speaking of that, Doug, these things are getting difficult to track with everything going on. I think next year what I'd like to do is when we are ready to do the first one in Memorial Day, maybe we'll put them, would you prefer to put them both together and get them out of the way so we don't have to, I would have forgot about this had a resident not brought it to my attention. So that's one thing that I had thought about presenting you for next year. We'll do it maybe in April or March for May and August. Put it all on one piece of legislation if that's easy.
Fair enough.
So there's a motion to suspend. Was there a second? Seconded by Marquez. Any other questions or comments? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
to adopt.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Salino for adoption. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 77-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the City of Niles to accept $4,000 in grant money from Geauga Trumbull Solid Waste Management District for the purpose of a citywide electronics disposal and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic for suspension.
And I just want to make a quick comment that this is a, and I sent this to you in email, a reimbursement grant. This is, so if we only spend $1,000 on this this project, we'll only receive $1,000. But we were granted up to $4,000 to spend on this electronic strap through Trumbull Yard. But I just want everyone to be aware of this. It is a reimbursement grant.
Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt. Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 78-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into an easement agreement to the East Ohio Gas Company, DBA Dominion Energy Ohio, for the purpose of enabling East Ohio Company, DBA Dominion Energy Ohio, to construct and operate the pipelines more efficiently and declaring an emergency.
Make motion to suspend.
Second. Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt in order.
Motion to adopt. Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 79-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution adopting the alternative tax budget for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2021 and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments?
Yeah, I got a comment. Is there a reason that we can't go through a first reading that we do need to suspend the rules on this? If there is a time issue on this, is there a time frame issue that we're right? There is?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you. Oh, I don't need to. All right.
I met with John, and basically the only thing that I really got out of that, and I don't have the exact answer for you guys, was that we need to submit this to the county. I don't know if there is a date. Is there a time frame?
Yeah, she said there is a time frame. So, you know, the more under the gun, that's fine.
Okay. I did meet with John on this. We did go over it. A lot of these numbers, if you haven't had a chance to look at it yet, they're actually identical to last year's numbers. We tried not to inflate or increase or do anything other than normal with everything that's going on with the virus and stuff. So spending really has been limited to the current 19 budget without increasing anything in the 20. And these numbers will get looked at again
and potentially have the ability to be readjusted in the plus or minus category before their final number. So, motion to suspend is on the table.
Yeah, there was a motion for suspension already. Would the clerk call the roll, please, for suspension?
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt is in order. Moved by Lastick, seconded by Cantola for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll for adoption, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 80-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles, by and through its mayor, to renew the contract with the Trumbull County Combined Health District and declaring an emergency.
Make the motion to suspend.
Second.
And yes, Doug, this was one that, this is only done every day.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. And surely we could have put this out there without having to suspend it also. This would have been one that planned ahead of time and put out there.
Again, I only raise that as a general because I know
no,
you
really agree with
both of us.
I will argue for you, and I will look harder at helping in that situation also.
Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Adoption's in order.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Profato, seconded by Marquez for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 81-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers and declaring an emergency.
Again, motion to suspend.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastick for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt is in order.
Adopt.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Mr. Lastick. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of the rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 82-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing appropriation budget transfers from various accounts for the purpose of returning employee from voluntary furlough and declaring an emergency.
Yeah. Moved by Cantola, seconded. I don't hear who seconded. Smith, second. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Sure got. Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastick for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Got one more. Yeah.
We're good. That one's adopted. I just gave it to you.
Yeah, okay, you gave me two at the same time. That draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 83-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the execution of an agreement between the Niles Board of Education and the city to utilize city police officers as school resource officers and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Perfado for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfado?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. Mayor?
Just a couple brief remarks. The second mosquito spraying will take place July 28th. We'll make sure we notify our residents in the newspaper, get that in the newspaper. Concrete restorations for sidewalk and driveway approaches due to water breaks started this week. That concrete company should be hopefully pouring by Friday. If there's anything that's looked over in your wards, restoration due to a water line break, please let me or the service director know so we can get that taken care of. And then just a couple of quick recognitions. We do have a volunteer group, the Trumbull County Board of Developmental Disabilities, a group of high school age kids coming in and, you know, doing some odds and ends job around the city for us. We're doing some work in the cemeteries, Stevens Park, Bell Park, and we did the bocce court for us. I know the last 2 days they've been painting the curbs in the police fire or the police support parking lot. You see some kids running around town doing work. So there's only a handful of them with a job coach. That's who it is. But I do want to recognize that group and appreciate the work that they're doing for the city. Next, I do want to recognize ODOT for the work that they've done on Niles section of 422 and section of Robbins Avenue repaving. That was all done free of charge and all taken care of by ODOT, and those two stretches did turn out very nice. And then lastly, our light department, the last couple of weeks we've had some major storms come through, and trees down on wires, trees knocked, uprooted and taking out power lines and telephone poles, and our light department did a phenomenal job. I believe the longest our residents were out of power, it was about a half hour at the very most. I know one Sunday afternoon I was sitting listening to the radio, and the calls kept coming in, and our crews did a phenomenal job in restoring the power through the storms the last couple of weeks. So I did want to recognize the light department for the work that they did.
Question,
are
tree services still here, right?
Tree
department is. So have they been going up and cutting these tree branches that are in the wires?
They do, yeah. Every day. Every day they clear the wires, strictly follow our tree policy.
It seemed this time, and I know the winds were bad, I got all over, but
yeah.
It seemed like more came down this time on the wires than normal.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad storms.
I'm not taking that. So. I just want up there to stop that.
Yep, every day.
Mr. Law Director?
No.
Mr. Safety Director?
No comment.
Chief? Mr. Talego?
Nothing, Mr. President.
Mr. Lastic?
As of tonight, our next meeting is August 19th. We've got a couple of days. Just
It's August 19th.
August 19th.
And the same procedure, or we'll wait to see what the governor says?
That's your call.
No.
That's...
I'll call him then.
No, your call in terms of location and time of meeting and procedures. Mr. McNaughton, any comments, sir?
Not at this time, Mr. President.
Mr. Profato, any comments, sir?
No, but like I said, you might want to look and see if we can get this thing working on this sound distribution, I guess.
Okay.
Might have to acknowledge, like Mr. McNaughton, with that go meeting then.
That was personal.
Okay. Anything else, Barry?
No.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cantola?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody for finally getting us back together and making this happen. I think this is a very good first step as a whole, showing our residents that we're operating our business as need be. That's what we were elected to do. And I think that's key in showing them that we're willing to get out and make sure this works with social distancing and our masks and sanitation. So I'd like to thank everybody who showed up today and the administration for allowing it to occur and the residents who showed up today for being here to support us and being in this building. Thank you.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes. When the calls start coming in, as far as my
word,
that's okay. Thank God it wasn't on the pineapple situation. But I really think that maybe from the draft that we had before, and I know we've talked about it going out here, how it's been there so long, now it's all just coming out. I kind of think it had to do with the website, but I really do think that we need to look into it a little more.
We are.
Thanks. Ms. Smith?
No problem.
Mr. Slater?
A couple things. One, I think everybody's expressed their sorrow to Ms. Smith, and there really is no word you could give her that's going to make her feel better this time. That's understandable. Secondly, I'd like to think that we can aggressively look at this flooding issue, because these are our people over there. So anything we can do, we don't got to look at ways that we can't do it. We've got to try to find ways that we can do it. And I understand, and I have nothing against the mayor. That being said, I'm not trying to publicly shame him. I'd like to think that maybe he can consider on his own, that's between him, having a private conversation with Mr. DePasqua, explaining what he meant or whatever. He doesn't need to do it in a public forum, maybe, because I know he's better than him. I don't think that's his intent. And he's got to bring everybody together, and he's the mayor, so it starts with him. So.
Anything else? Good. A motion to adjourn is in order. Moved by Lastic, seconded by Cantola. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Barry, I'm going to hang
Linda,
up on you.
How much do you pay for these?
Thank you.
How much? Thanks, Barry. How much do you pay for these?
You're welcome.
How much do you pay for them?
No, it's football.
All right.